Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Good Thursday morning. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, the Mercantile Exchange, and in Kansas City. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:43, down a half on the open. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 385.5, unchanged on the open. July, 397 up a quarter. September, 406.25 up a half. December, 418.5, unchanged. March at 427, unchanged on the open. March corn opened at 220.5, up 1.5 on the open. May, 229.25, up 1.25. July, 239.5, up 1.25. September, 248.5, up 3/4. December, 257.75, up 1. March, 265.25, up 1.75 on the open. May oats opened at 181, down 5.25 on the open. March beans opened at 575, up 2.75 on the open. May, 586, up 2. July, 597.5, up 1.5. August, 601.5, up 2.25. September, 606.5, up 5. November, 611.5, up 1.75. January, 618.5, up 2.75 on the open. March, soybean meal opened at 172.30, up 50 on the open. May, 173.80, up 40. March soybean oil opened at 23.70, up 11 on the open. May, 24.05, up 13. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 103.90, down 10 on the open. April, 105.20, up 7.5. May, 106.30, up 7.5. April live cattle opened at 84.60, up 45 on the open. June, 79.75, up 40. April lean hogs opened at 59.10, down 5 on the open. May, 66.70, unchanged. June, 67.92.5, down 37.5. July, 66.85, down 47.5 on the open. And then March pork bellies opened at 85.80, down 2.40 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to look at these soybeans to begin the day here. March now 575.75, up 3.5. Take the May contract, also up 3.5 at 587.5. Are beans trying to make a stand in here around the 585, 583 level, or are we just in a pause mode waiting tomorrow's report?
I think a lot of that question depends on what kind of bias every individual has in the short term in the market here. My own personal one tends to be a little bit more positive than negative. Every time we've come down into this price range in February and March, and we were a little bit below it even back in January, the bean market has been able to find support and the ability to rally out of here a little bit. We're not really making any great headway to the upside, but given all the talk about bearish fundamentals in the beans, and, you know, we got a big crop here. They're talking about a bigger carryout estimate tomorrow, and you're really just getting well into harvest in South America at this point, and yet you can't have any consistent downside in beans, and that has to be real disheartening to the bears.
So you would not be totally upset about a close under last week's at 581 at this point?
Oh, I think that it maybe turned it a little bit defensive. Do I think we can do it? Personally, no.
Let's go ahead and look at the corn. March 221 and a half now, up 2.5. Take it out to the May. We're at 230 and three quarters, up 2.75. Last few sessions, corn has been on a mini downtrend. Are we going to hold the line here around, I don't know, minor support 227 and a half or better?
I think there's a good shot of possibly doing it. You know, the corn market itself had been in need of a correction. You know, if there's a possibility we're dealing with 7-week lows in corn in terms of the cycle pattern there, in beans as well. And if that's really going to hold true, we're really in a window right now for short-term lows in both in corn and probably even on beans at this point. And you know, when you look at the corn, every time you break it down and people want to get real negative, you know, it just seems like it comes back like Lazarus again. And, you know, I tend to not want to discount the impact of this outside investment money that I think is still probably rolling into the marketplace. And they're looking long-term, long way ahead about things in this market, not what's going on today.
How much longer do you anticipate that long-term market pouring in this next 30 days or so?
Well, what do you mean by that exactly?
I guess I hear reports based on how the market index funds put the money in the kitty last year that the window on their buying for this year is about over.
It may be, but, you know, part of that also depends, you know, I mean, we're continuing to surface new index funds all the time at this juncture, and I think you've got to deal with that reality, too, because when they come up, we may have something new. There was another one announced yesterday in London. It's going to be a biofuels index. It's going to be corn and sugar and wheat, any kind of a commodity we trade that produces ethanol. So, you know, it all depends. When do they get that one off the mix? You know, and I think this is just going to be something that's going to be a continual movement. You know, the established indexes themselves, yeah, they've probably already put their money in the till at this point, unless somebody comes in with major input of money into those indexes, and then they've got to distribute that out to other commodities too. So, I mean, it's an ongoing thing, much like putting money in the stock market.
We do have that report tomorrow from USDA, and most believe that the export numbers will be changed somewhat. What are your thoughts?
I think we could possibly see a little bit of an increase in the corn export number. The wheat, there's a thought in here we're going to see it reduced a little bit. I think maybe the USDA might be a little bit patient, and maybe even on the corn and beans, and being patient to really see what those stocks numbers tell them here at the end of the month of March. So I'm not so sure we're going to see any big changes, but some of the thought is corn will be up a little bit and beans will be down a little bit in terms of export estimates. But I think USDA will reserve big changes until next month after they've had a chance to look at those stocks numbers.
So corn maybe not up enough to completely fill the gap on the December charts from Monday?
Well, I think eventually that probably has got a potential to happen. I think there's a lot of other things going on in this corn market, much more so than worrying about exports. I mean, you got people looking at ethanol, you got people looking at weather, you got people looking at outside markets on a continual basis, and using that for guidance and leadership. And everybody wanted to pronounce gold dead, and today it's up $7. So, you know, I think there's a lot going on in here that isn't just tied to the fundamental structure of the grains.
So what should producers do then?
Well, at this point, you know, beans are the one you have to tend to play a little bit more defense on than realistically you do on corn at this juncture. But even corn, as you get back up near the highs we've had, maybe, you know, if you're needing to make some cash flow sales or catch-up type sales, maybe you need to get that done. New crop corn, you know, as you get up into the mid to high 260s, you know, you probably ought to be selling a little bit. But I caution people, you get over last summer's high in December corn at 273, and it's going to say something else is different going on here. The wheat market itself, I think a person can be a little patient until we really see signs that we're going to get some good moisture relief down in the southern plains.
And before I let you go, something about the Board of Trade, the amended rule 9B.02 yesterday to eliminate requirements to obtain membership approval prior to offering electronic trading of contracts during 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. What are your thoughts on the likelihood of electronic trading coming soon?
Oh, I don't know that it's coming soon. It's coming, you know, and basically I go back about 15, 20 years ago, and, you know, you could start to see the computing capability at that point available to where we could eventually see pure electronic trading. And you know, I think pit trading is rapidly going to become an anachronism.
Thank you much, Dale.
All right, bye.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat in Chicago, 373, down 3. March corn, 221.5, up 2.5. May, 230.25, up 2.25. December, 259, up 2.25. March beans, 576.5, up 4.25. May, 587.25, up 3.25. November, 612, up 2.25. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.